Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study of the names for God. We're in the New Testament now, looking at the names of Jesus. But let's do a little Old Testament history before we move into the New Testament and our passage today. So, in the Old Testament, God chose the nation of Israel to represent him on the earth. The glory and majesty of God was visible as he worked in the lives of the Israelites. He blessed them in number. He delivered them from slavery. He opened up the Red Sea. He provided food from heaven as they journeyed through the desert. He demonstrated his justice with Israel as well. The nation experienced consequences for obedience, for disobedience. You know that story. In the New Testament, God's chosen people expanded from one nation to all the nations of the world. Now, believers from every nation make up the body of believers, the church. Jesus is the one in charge. He's the head of the body. So Paul explains it like this: and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. Jesus is the head of the church. Now, is there still a future for the nation of Israel? I believe there is, absolutely. But the church now participates in all the spiritual blessings provided for us by Jesus. He made it clear that he would build his church and the gates of hell could not overcome it. So as members of the body, we follow the head of the church. Lord Jesus, thank you for making the way for those who trust in you to be accepted into your body, the church. Thank you for all the spiritual blessings we enjoy as we follow you and join in the community of believers. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.